Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to Friar Friday on 97.3 The Fan.
Friday edition of Ben and Woods is underway. In fact, we're already an hour in. If you're just joining us, just getting up, 6 o'clock Friday morning, good morning to you. Don't hit the snooze button. Stay up with us. Enjoy a little extra Ben and Woods as you get ready for work this morning. We're going to be here until 9 o'clock. It's Friar Friday. Manager Jace Tingler of the Padres is going to be with us at 8:35 on an unusual off day, a home off day that he wasn't expecting to get.
Yeah.
Under the original schedule, and we'll talk about this coming up later this hour. Padres were supposed to be in Seattle today, getting ready for a game tomorrow against the Mariners, but everything changed yesterday. Now the Mariners are on their way to San Diego for a three-game series, so we can talk about how that's going to work and what the unusual final week and a half of this Padres 2020 60-game season is going to look like. What's?
Well, they were halfway here. They were playing in San Francisco. So instead of going back up to Seattle, they're going to come down to San Diego. The Padres will be the visiting team and could clinch a playoff spot, I believe, as the visiting team in their home ballpark, because 2020 is absolutely wackadoo, and you just never know what's going to happen.
Also can be following along with the 120th U.S. Open at Winged Foot in New York. Players are on the course. In fact, Thomas Peters of Belgium, who was in second place to start the day, is 2-under through 8 holes and has taken the lead.
Ooh.
From Justin Thomas. He is now at 6-under par. Thomas won't tee off until later. He's at 5-under. Patrick Reed, also an afternoon tee time, is at 4-under. Some of the players on the course right now, Xander Schauffele at 2-under. He's even through 2 holes today. Let's see, Lee Westwood is into red numbers at 1-under par. Tony Finau, John Rahm, both at 1-under par.
So the course is not playing as difficult as many had speculated.
No, but apparently it's supposed to be getting harder today.
Well, I've heard, I don't know, there's the site that I follow on Instagram. I can't remember, Zyre, I think it's called Zyre Golf, and it's great. I mean, it's just kind of stuff, stories from the day. And I guess the guy that is the head greenskeeper at Winged Foot was, like, furious because guys were doing so well. Which, in my mind, I was like, I don't know. Don't you just want to have a nice, beautiful, put-together course? But, I mean, no one was expecting JT to go out and do what he did yesterday. I mean, he, like, owned it. Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, is that a bad look for a greenskeeper?
I don't think so. I mean, ask Phil Mickelson. He shot a 79-9 over par yesterday, his worst round ever in a U.S. Open.
Did you see the clip of him when he hit the ball? He hits the ball and he goes, I am so sick of this. It was so familiar.
There were some fun moments. Did you see Zach Johnson's putt yesterday?
Oh.
The boomerang. Where he knocked it about, 10, 12 feet past the hole.
Ooh.
It circled around, came back, and went into the hole.
It's amazing.
That's what you get at Winged Foot. So.
Bryson DeChambeau was complaining about the greens. He was overheard on a hot mic saying these greens suck. So, yeah, I guess, you know what? If you go out and you're feeling it and you're making some putts and you're putting yourself close to the hole and you're, you know, making the putts that you need to make and you're shooting a good score, probably a great course. If you're not playing well, probably an awful course. Something to complain about. That's what golfers do best.
So we will keep you updated on what's going on in the golf. We've got NFL football to talk about. Last night, the Battle for Ohio was actually a pretty entertaining game for Thursday night football in a pandemic with two young quarterbacks. Both of them acquitted themselves quite well, Woods, in that game last night in Cleveland.
Going to have to take your word for it because, as I've mentioned before, my service provider does not allow the NFL Network, and that's where the game was last night.
So you were watching the NBA playoffs.
I watched 5 minutes and 49 seconds of the NBA playoffs. Then I watched a documentary about Syd Barrett from Pink Floyd. And then I watched the Ides of March movie as I was falling asleep, which is...
What's that about?
Politics, an election. George Clooney is running for president. You've got Ryan Gosling. You got Paul Giamatti. You've got... who's my guy? My guy. Philip Seymour Hoffman in it. It's a tour de force, and it's a really good movie. And I watched that as I fell asleep. So I did get 5 minutes, 49 seconds of that NBA playoff game. So I'm ready to talk about that.
So even with no Padres game last night, we've got a lot to get to this morning, but we will start things off here on our 6 o'clock hour by turning the show over to our executive producer, Paul Reindel. It is today's edition of our Reindel Report.
You're listening to the Reindel Report on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's 6 o'clock somewhere.
Love that intro.
Me and you both.
S-E-X
o'clock. S-E-X o'clock, as your mother-in-law would call it.
All right. Pay off that tease. How about getting some of the best news of your life while you're live on the air at work? And it happened yesterday. Fox Sports announcer Joe Buck was surprised on the air during halftime of Thursday night's NFL game between the Bengals and the Browns with the announcement that he's been named the recipient of the 2020 Pete Rozelle Award and a place in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
It's just incredible.
Yeah, the 51-year-old, who is now in his 19th season as the lead play-by-play man for Fox Sports' NFL coverage, was at a loss for words after a video announcement played and the TV cameras turned to the broadcast booth where he and his longtime partner Troy Aikman were stationed and standing by. Here's how it sounded after the video montage with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
Congratulations, man. we're going to get you a gold jacket. Congratulations.
Oh,
well deserved.
God, I don't even know what to say. It's like, oh. I feel like, what? That's unbelievable. And my God, thank you.
That's awesome.
I'm sitting here watching that video, and I'm thankful that Paul was a part of that. But how lucky I've been to be with you all these years, our 19th year together, and Richie Zients, our phenomenal producer, and Artie Kempner, first director, Rich Russo now our director, and Steve Horn, who makes me sound a hell of a lot smarter than I actually am. This is not even work. I just cannot. Wow.
Yeah,
I'm stunned.
I don't get emotional like I did when Jimmy got announced. Oh. That's awesome.
Thanks, brother.
Well earned.
I'm lucky
that's
to be
awesome.
Able to stand next to a great friend. One of my best. Oh, okay. Well, what a night. Absolutely blown away and honored. Hi, Dad. I'm also honored to follow in that man's footsteps. Great announcer. Better man.
Picture of his dad.
And I miss you.
Jack Buck, also in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And, by the way, the Baseball Hall of Fame. So he's halfway to Dad.
God.
Who's in both of the Hall of
Fame. He'll get that nod, too.
Yeah, as the World Series announcer that he's done for so many years, at some point I would think that Cooperstown will come calling for Joe Buck as well. We've had Joe Buck on the show.
He was one of my favorite guests ever had.
I really enjoyed it. I can't say that he's my favorite announcer, but he does a very good job, and he's on the most high-profile telecasts that you get
in
the biggest sports. So.
Hating Joe Buck is one of those I follow the trends bits. And
right.
I've said it like a mantra for a couple of years now since we've been together. I've never understood it. He's really good. And his, I'm Joe Buck and I hate your favorite team is his Twitter bio. They call him, some of the adjectives, he's just so cocky and smarmy. Okay. I mean, what announcer isn't? Honestly, Tony Romo's not, but he's also kind of a lunatic. I mean, it's different strokes for different folks. You don't get to be where Joe Buck is by being a terrible announcer. You just don't. He's a really, really good announcer. May not be your flavor, but he's a real, real good announcer. Hating announcers to me is a weird thing, I think.
I agree. There's a lot of people I can't stand. I'm not going to watch the game because
right.
Chris Collinsworth is calling this game.
There's guys I don't particularly enjoy listening to, but it doesn't ruin the experience of the game.
Can you imagine, though, if, like, your baseball team employed a broadcaster that you just couldn't stand?
I would get used to it.
162
games. I told you, I did not like Uncle Teddy when I moved here. I didn't like him. And then I got used to it, and now I can't imagine hearing it without him. So I love personality. So there's a cut, like the Cubs broadcast. I don't even know who's on it, but it is like watching grass grow, listening to it. You sit there, you're like, let's go. You have Javi Baez. You got Anthony Rizzo. You got Chris Bryant. Let's get excited. And then ground ball third base. It's awful.
I have noticed that after listening Padres with Teddy and Jesse and watching with Don and Mud, that other broadcasts do seem kind of snoozy. And it's not, and I love, what I love about all of our guys is that they still respect the game and the game is still the main thing, yet they can have fun while they are doing it. And other teams just don't seem to be able to have, broadcast teams seem to be able to have the same kind of fun that our guys are able to have here in San Diego.
Fryer Gal tweets in, Joe Buck is not great in baseball. I don't like him in our booths. Otherwise, he's just fine. He's really good at football. I mean, he's really good at that. That's one of those voices that feels like home to me when he's calling a football game. He's not my favorite in baseball, but he's certainly not my least favorite by any stretch. I mean, there are guys I don't like listening to. I'd rather listen to him than the old school baseball player just come in and poop on the way baseball is played now. That's what I would give me Buck every day. Congratulations. I loved having him on the show. He was an A-plus guest on our show.
Yeah, that was awesome.
One of our best.
In college football, there's been a lot of conflicting reports on this, but it appears that Deion Sanders is about to become the newest head coach at Jackson State. It was first reported yesterday that the deal was close. Then more reports started coming out that Jackson State had a final list of candidates that did not include Deion Sanders. And then after that, as the night went on, even more reports came out that Deion was, in fact, getting set to sign a contract with the Jackson State Tigers, and there's just a minor hiccup because Deion is actually under contract with Under Armour, and JSU is a Nike school. So, I mean, if this does end up happening, how do you guys think Primetime might serve as a head coach?
You know, just because you were a good player doesn't mean you're going to be a good coach. Doesn't mean he's not going to be a good coach. It's Jackson State, you say?
Jackson, Mississippi.
Yep.
Then I don't care.
Well, so think about this now. College football coaches in the state of Mississippi.
Pretty massive.
Deion Sanders, Lane Kiffin, Mike Leach.
Yeah.
The whole state's doing a bit now.
Yeah.
As coaches.
Yeah, they are.
Can we get the wackiest, weirdest, most off-the-reservation coaches possible for our college football teams in our state?
It would be more interesting to me if he was the head coach of the Florida State Seminoles, where he played. That would be interesting to me. Jackson State,
When was the last time you watched a Jackson State football game?
I never have. I don't even know they had a football team. I really didn't. I won't watch now. They'll keep, people will tweet about it and stuff if he gets a job and you know, eventually coaches. But can't say I'm pulling for them or against them one way or the other, to be honest with you. Congrats to Primetime, though, for the love of the game, I'm sure.
And finally, here's your headline. Red Lobster debuts Mountain Dew Margarita. Red Lobster and the PepsiCo company have teamed up to create the Dew Garita, a margarita created with Mountain Dew soda.
The Dew Garita.
According to the Red Lobster website, the cocktail will be rolling out at select Red Lobster restaurants this month, and it will be available nationwide by the end of the year. Red Lobster tweeted out earlier this week, it's big, it's green, and it tastes even more incredible than it looks. Introducing the new Dew Garita at Mountain Dew. Get yours today, along with all your favorite Pepsi drinks. Red Lobster Dew Garita may not be available in all restaurants.
I have so many questions. Joining us for this interview is Ben Higgins. Ben, welcome to Ben and Woods.
It's good to be with you, Woods.
It's good to have you here. First of all, I'm assuming you've never had a Dew Garita.
No, I have not. Try the Dew Garita yet.
Okay, would you?
I saw a picture of it on the internet yesterday.
It's very neon.
Snazzy green.
Would you take one down?
Looks like it would give you like superpowers.
Wouldn't really be my first choice. I feel like there's two kinds of people in this world. There's Mountain Dew people, and there's people who hate Mountain Dew. I'm more of the latter.
Mr. Higgins, I also would like to ask you the question, have you ever set foot in a Red Lobster?
Red Lobster? Well, there was that one by the sports arena. I don't know, is it still there?
No idea.
It might still be there. I feel like I went in that one once after covering some sort of sporting event. And have the, don't they have those Cheddar Bay biscuits there?
Their biscuits.
Yeah, I feel like I've had a biscuit there and it was pretty dang good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I don't know if I could. I was able to bring myself to order the seafood. I may have just had salad and biscuits.
I did a, again, marijuana cigarette induced endless shrimp bit there, and it was wasn't bad in the moment. Wasn't great later, but I don't know that I could get down a Dew-garita. I don't mind Mountain Dew. I just know that drinking Mountain Dew. It's like
you,
drinking.
You strike me as you may be a Mountain
such
Dew person.
It's such an insult. Is you hear that, how he looked at me? Yeah. He's not a Mountain Dew person, but I am a Mountain Dew person. There's something sinister behind that, Paul. Do you agree?
I picked
nothing
up on that.
Sinister.
It's something sinister.
It's simply a matter of preference. And I look at you and I just kind of size you up. And what I see right here in front of me is Mountain Dew person.
Wow.
What in the world?
Well, I know you have a proclivity for sodas. That's kind of one of your weak spots to begin with.
I have not had a soda since Monday.
I've kind of weaned myself off sodas over the years, and I only have one every now and then occasionally. My son, my soda of choice is actually just as electrically colored. It's just not Mountain Dew. You know what my soda is that
Hold
I
on.
Like? Sunkist.
Oh, Sunkist is phenomenal.
Sunkist is my soda of choice.
I feel we need to do a soda segment ASAP, like coming up, I don't know, maybe today, maybe Monday. But, wow, I don't do drugs, and I barely drink
sodas in my mind.
It's so good. There's nothing like a Sunkist. Oh, dude! And I haven't had a soda, like I said, since Monday. It's like I love soda. I love Sprite. I always get Sprite, and I haven't had one, and I'm depressed.
They
about
keep
it.
A stock in supply at the Regal Seagull just in case
of Sunkist.
Yes.
You ever had vodka and Sunkist?
No.
Phenomenal.
I would be willing to try that.
Phenomenal.
They could put that on the menu at Red Lobster right next to the Dew-garita.
Yeah, the Kistarita.
The Kistini.
The Sunarita.
It's vodka, so a Kistini, like a Sun Kistini.
But you could make a Sunkist margarita. It'd be delicious.
Yeah, with tequila.
With tequila.
Yeah, that's
possible. Put Sunkist in anything, man. Oh, God, now I want a Sunkist.
That is our Rindel Report for a Friday. We got to pick a pest of the week.
Keith just says, I did hear how he looked at you. You could hear it, right? You could hear it. I'm telling you.
I'm glad that I can convey that much feeling with just a radio silence of how I'm looking at you.
So good.
We got to pick our pest of the week. Padres, certainly someone from the Dodgers after that series when they dropped 2 of 3 to L.A. We'll get to that coming up. It's Ben and Woods right now. Let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.